88.7 WRSU FM New Brunswick. And now the Israel Hour with Mayrav and Josh.
We made it. Can you believe it? It's the Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU. We're broadcasting live from the heart of Rutgers campus, where downstairs below me, I believe they are recreating the Exodus from Egypt. Actually, they're having some sort of marathon, and I didn't know about it in advance, and they closed off all kinds of streets all over New Brunswick, and I couldn't get here. So what normally takes me less than 2 minutes to get from the highway to this building took me about 20. I apologize. We're here playing some great music for Passover, your favorite Pesach music. Tomorrow night it all begins, the holiday that is a whole lot of fun once it starts. But before that, it's a real pain. And we're going through that pain right now as we prepare to commemorate the Exodus from Egypt. We are now back in slavery in our homes, those of us who are staying home for Passover. All over the world, Passover begins tomorrow evening. In Israel, one Seder night. In everywhere else, we have two. Hope you're enjoying, you're getting ready to enjoy a great, great holiday of Passover. We're going to help you get into the holiday spirit with some incredible Passover music. Would love to hear your favorites. Give me a call at 732-932-8800. For you, it's not Passover unless you hear what song? Let me know, 732-932-8800. Email me, info@israelhour.com, or post a message on Facebook at facebook.com/israelhour.
מבריקים מחדש certeza. Calma y hace. Calma y hace.
A happy and kosher holiday of Passover from the Israel Hour. That was Uzi Chitman and Avihu Medina with Manishtana, a Sephardic version. The questions are rearranged a bit in this version from what most of us Ashkenazim are used to. But I was told a few years ago when we played this song that that is the Sephardic order of the four questions. Before that, a Pesach mega mix. Simcha Rabba before that, of Simcha Rabba, Aviv Higia, Pesach Ba. Well, Aviv is here in Central Jersey. Beautiful day outside. Hope you're enjoying it. It's hard to enjoy it when you're stuck at home cooking and cleaning. And like I said, holiday becomes enjoyable once it starts. Before that, too much work. And Chava Alberstein began the show today, albeit a bit late, with Chad Gadya on the Israel Hour. Hey, say hello to me right now, 732-932-8800. That's 732-932-8800. Let me know how you are celebrating this Passover holiday, or what you're doing on the day before the Passover holiday begins. Would love to hear from you, 732-932-8800, or facebook.com/Israel Hour. We just heard the song Manishtana, and poking around Facebook this morning, I saw a very, very interesting picture. There's a picture of Gilad Shalit. And of course, as we celebrate the holiday of freedom, we have to remember those who do not necessarily have freedom and who have been suffering for all way too long. The picture had Gilad Shalit. It was a picture of Gilad Shalit. On top it said, Manishtana. On the bottom it said, Klum. What's different for Gilad Shalit? Nothing. And every time we have a joyous holiday, we try to remember to set a place for Gilad, so that as we celebrate our freedom, We should hopefully, God willing, celebrate the freedom of Gilad Shalit. This is Miri Masika and Arik Berman on the Israel Hour.
חשבנו שתרצה לדעת קטעים מתוך שירת החג בוקעים דרך חלונות הבתים כל חדר במואר חשבנו שתרצה לדעת הכל הגיעו עד לפה מסובבים את השולחן אם אתה רוצה לבוא אז יש לך כיסא מוכן ברכות ברכות לכבוד החג יש מתנות לכל הילדים יש גם אחת לך חשבנו שתרצה לקחת לכבוד ארוחת החג התבשילים הכי מיוחדים שאתה אוהב חשבנו שתרצה לדעת הכל הגיעו עד לפה וסובבים את השולחן ואם אתה רוצה לבוא אז יש לך כיסא מוכן הכל הגיעו עד לפה וסובבים את השולחן ואם אתה רוצה לבוא אז יש לך כיסא מוכן הכל הגיעו עד לפה וסובבים את השולחן ואם אתה רוצה לבוא אז יש לך כיסא
Dedicated to Gilad Shalit. Im ata rotze lavo, yesh lecha kisei muchan. If you want to come, join us for the chag. We have a seat waiting for you. And every year at the Seder Pesach, and I know I'm making things very depressing, and we'll get back to the joyous Seder music in a minute, but we have to remember, Michol Dor Vador, in every generation, Omdim Aleinu Lechalotenu, there have been people who have wanted to destroy the Jewish people, the state of Israel, and still a problem today, maybe more than ever. Vehi She'amda Lavotenu Vilanu, a song from the Seder Pesach. This is Yossi Azulai on the Israel Hour as we keep Israeli music on your dial, 732-932-8800, celebrating Pesach here on the Israel Hour.
והיא שעמדה לאבותינו והיא שעמדה לאבותינו ולנו שלא אחד בלבד עמד עלינו לחלותינו עמד עלינו לחלותינו והיא שעמדה והיא שעמדה לאבותינו ולנו שלא אחד בלבד עמד עלינו לחלותינו עמד עלינו לחלותינו והקדוש ברוך הוא מצילנו מצילנו Thank you. עמדה לאבותינו ולנו, שלא אחד בלבד עמד עלינו לחלותינו, עמד עלינו לחלותינו. והקדוש ברוך הוא מצילנו, מצילנו
song from Yossi Azulay on the Israel Hour, Vihisha Amda. Before that, it was Miri Masika and Arik Berman with Erev Chag on the Israel Hour. 732-932-8800. Hello to Max listening in Germany. Thank you for saying hello on Facebook.com/Israel Hour. Let's move on with some more upbeat Israeli music for the Seder Shel Pesach. And beginning with a song that we all love, two versions of that song. Sing along, my friends. It's Dayenu on the Israel Hour.
אילו הוציאנו ממצרים ולא עשה בהם שבטים דיינו, אילו עשה בהם שבטים ולא עשה באלוהיהם דיינו, אילו עשה באלוהיהם ולא הרג את בחוריהם דיינו, אילו הרג את בחוריהם ולא נתן לנו את ממונם דיינו. די דיינו, די דיינו, די דיינו, 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 די דיינו, די דיינו, די דיינו, דיינו, דיינו. אילו נתן לנו את ממונם
הוציאנו ממצרים ולא עשה בהם שפטים ולא עשה באלוהם
דיינו
אילו עשה באלוהם ולא הרג את בכוריהם
דיינו
אילו הרג את בכוריהם ולא נתן לנו את ממון צערנו בתוכו ולא סיפק צורכנו במדבר
Mm-hmm.
השובבים משה הקטן פושט לא יתפע היו יחיה ילד זה הקט לא
The Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU, playing your favorite music for the holiday of Passover, starts tomorrow evening. Can't believe it's actually here. On my birthday, nonetheless. So much for my birthday cake this year. We're very excited about the holiday of Passover, at least some of us are. And we're playing your favorite music from the holiday of Passover. You know, it's such an interesting phenomenon that no matter how religious or not religious, Hasidic or totally secular you are, most people in Israel sit down with their family for a Seder Shel Pesach on the first night. It is a beautiful custom, and I think most of these songs are so well known throughout Israel that they're being played all over the radio and just in place of regular pop music. That is what you're hearing these days in Israel. That is what everybody's talking about. It's hard to get it out of your mind. We just heard Moshe Bateva. Before that, Avadim Hayinu, very traditional song that everybody knows. Dayenu before that, two versions of Dayenu. And I always find that interesting to contrast the customs that I know as an Ashkenazi Jew, the song that I've been singing, Dai Dayenu, Dai Dai, and to contrast that with the song sung by Avihu Medina, which is obviously a Sephardic tune of Dayenu that I had never heard until a few years ago when I found that song online, and really a lot of fun to compare the interesting traditions that all of us have for Passover. And as a result, I would love to hear your Pesach traditions. What do you do during the Seder that is unique or different or traditional or a big deal for your family? What are your favorite Passover traditions? Tell me now on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Israel Hour. Now let's take a break from our Passover music. Sing along, my friends. I can assure you this is the first and most likely the last time that you will hear the song on the Israel Hour, but Justin Bieber in Israel this week played to 35,000 fans in Tel Aviv. 35,000! It's been a trying week for Justin Bieber, says MTV. After criticizing the paparazzi in Israel on his Twitter account, he then vowed to take a break from tweeting so that he could vacation with his family before his performance there on Thursday. Apparently, the Israeli paparazzi were all over him, and it was just too much for young Justin Bieber. He decided to lock himself in his hotel room for a few days just to stay away from it all. Really a shame, too, that the Israeli paparazzi totally knocked him for a loop. He also, there were rumors about him canceling a meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu. Been a tough week for Justin Bieber and a tough week for Israel and its relations with Justin Bieber. But on Thursday, the article says, Bieber finally hit the stage without a hitch. Well, hello there, he tweeted before he took the stage at Tel Aviv's Hayarkon Park. Quote, time to do what I love best, perform for the fans. Israel, it's almost time. According to a concert review in The Hollywood Reporter, Bieber took the stage at 8 p.m. to play to an estimated 35,000 fans. While most of the show sounded like standard Bieber fare, at one point, Bieber's music director, Dan Cantor, played the country's national anthem, Hatikva. Bieber then played his inspirational track, Pray, and even paid homage to manager Scooter Braun's grandmother, a Holocaust survivor who was in the audience, and lives in Israel, I believe. It was perhaps the one awkward moment in the show, one article wrote, if only because the next line he uttered enthusiastically was, who wants to be my baby? The writer noted in a review. After the show, he seemed as happy about the performance as his fans. Amazing night, he tweeted. Amazing place, amazing show. Never going to forget this one. Next up, Bieber takes his act to the Singapore Indoor Stadium. He has shows booked through the month of May. Justin Bieber in Israel. Just a shame that he went through so much with the paparazzi and so much trouble. Israel definitely did not get a good reputation out of this whole thing. Maybe at the end it worked out because of the incredible concert. But as one writer, one letter to the editor in the Jerusalem Post this week, Israel should have done more to protect him from the paparazzi. It is the Israel Hour. That's the end of Justin Bieber on the Israel Hour. And we continue with more great music from the Seder. Bitzet Yisrael Mimitzrayim on the Israel Hour. Well, ladies and gentlemen, 12 o'clock has just about arrived, and that means the arrival of the Turkish Hour radio program. And that means that it's time for us to sign off of the Israel Hour right before another Chag HaPesach. 5771. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have an incredible holiday of Passover. Enjoy your last bagels, because the time is running out. I hope you have an incredible Seder Pesach. I hope that all our listeners all over the world have a Chag Sameach V'Kasher. Enjoy this wonderful holiday, and we'll be back next week during the holiday of Passover. We hope you will join us then. We'll play some great Israeli music of the usual variety to brighten up your Passover holiday. Hello to Ellen in Florida, who said hello on Facebook. Wished everybody a Chag Sameach V'Kasher. And I wish everybody a Chag Sameach V'Kasher from all of us at the Israel Hour. We're back next week at 11 a.m. Until next time, my name is Josh Rohn. You are tuned to 88.7 WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. The Turkish Hour is coming up next. Shalom Aleichem from the Israel Hour. Chag Sameach!